The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight on UCLA campus, watching the authorities enforce a court order to protect and respect the Jewish students, all students on campus. The unacceptable conduct of some on the UCLA campus in the springtime was a failure of the administration, as many other administrations have failed, as the private colleges in the East are watching president after president depart. The academy is troubled. It won't be solved in a season. Adams for Peace, December 1953. Dwight David Eisenhower, the newly elected president, presented to the United Nations an alternative vision of atomic warfare in which it could be turned to peaceful means, generating electricity. Shippingport, Pennsylvania was the first started reactor, commercial reactor, started in 1957 to build, came online, I think in 1953, 54, 55, 56, somewhere in there, was finally decommissioned in 1982 and dismantled in 1985. I had a toy model of it. I remember it vividly. I wish I still had the toy model. I bought it for my 12th birthday. And Small Business America, conversation with Gene Marks about the robots. Robots are in warehouses, they're in storage facilities, they're coming to the home near you. There are android-looking, humanoid-looking robots that obey commands. One's named Neo. Looks like a butler. Tall, big shoulders, can lift things. I could use Neo in the garden, wrestling with large plants that I've purchased but don't have an easy way of getting into the ground by myself. Neo would help a deal. Neo could also help me cut the lawn. Lots of uses, and they're coming. They're here. They're ready. Corporate America will adjust. The initial investment is paid off enormously with the adaptability of these robots, and their services are a new occupation. Just like servicing kitchen appliances. Better, because they'll have AI and they'll be able to respond. My AI responds just in writing, Claude. On to the story of California turnout. Bill Whelan tells the story that the Democrats need a big turnout in California to flip 4 seats at least of the Republicans who won with a small margin. Also, to answer the call nationally requires the Californians to vote early or go to the polls regardless of whether who's won back east. Lancaster report from Jim McTague. He went to a large shopping mall called the Shady Maple Market alongside the Shady Maple Smorgasbord east of Ephrata in Pennsylvania, Amish country. Great food, all cheap, very, very inexpensive. Family, third generation running it, the Weavers. Wonderful. And the prices are more than competitive, Jim says. Meat prices, everything. However, the owner tells Jim, doing his reporting, that people are responding only to sales these days. They're cautious about their money. This is central Pennsylvania. Well, south, central, east Pennsylvania. Lancaster County. On to Chevron exception, Chevron doctrine. The idea from the Supreme Court in 1984, which was a reflection of the FDR initiative to direct corporate America to obey, which grew out of the APA Act of 1946, that administration, executive, secretariats, departments could issue an order and back it up without need of another hand or the courts. That is now challenged by several cases. Most recently, the one called Loper had to do with fishermen. Richard Epstein joins to explicate how Justice Roberts did it right, although Richard holds back full praise because of property. But that's a Richard argument. I don't follow it entirely. I do know the Chevron doctrine, the Chevron exception, is gone to a large extent. And then a conversation with Richard about the presentation by Vice President Harris of her economic program having to do with price gouging. It's all quite fantastic. What drives inflation at the food store is government spending and supply chain. Price fixing, that is to say wage and price controls, do not work. Why? I've lived through them in the 70s under Richard Nixon. Bad idea. Immediately you go to shortages. So you can buy a can of tuna fish for 59 cents, but you can't find a can. That's what my memory is of the early 70s when wage and price controls came in. That was then, this is now, politics dictates ignoring 50 years ago, perhaps. And then a conversation about a book that I heartily recommend. I speak with Professor James Shapiro of Columbia University. It's called The Playbook. It's the story of the Federal Theater, 1935 to 39, when actors and stagehands and directors and musicians all were out of work because the Great Depression gripped the land. There was no extra money to launch much. There were shows on Broadway, but to get one of those jobs was precious. The idea from Harry Hopkins at the hands of FDR was to put all those actors and theater people to work to allow the federal government to go forward producing plays, not meant to be propaganda, although there was that debate. A woman named Hallie Flanagan took charge. She was an academic at Vassar. And the miracles proceeded. The plays that Professor Shapiro especially profiles are Macbeth, and It Can't Happen Here, Sinclair Lewis's novel. Those are supremely successful all across the country. The idea was to put the same play on across in many theaters, to employ all those actors across America, not just in New York and Los Angeles. It's great fun reading, and I play the first of our two-hour conversation within these hours. And I recommend the Federal Theater. Its reputation is deserved. It was magical at the time, and still, when you consider the romance of it, I don't know if they can do a movie. I don't know if there's enough there for one narrative. It's a joy, though. And the irony is that a proto-HUAC, Martin Dees committee, Martin Dees, a congressman from Texas, closed it down, saying it was communist. Communist. Okay. And then a conversation about President Trump's campaign trail with my colleague, Sidney Blumenthal. Mr. Trump confuses some of the stories over his life and insists that they're accurate and is rude to Maggie Haberman when she asks for documentation. I won't retell the story. It's fun to listen to Sidney tell the story. It involves a helicopter, a man named Brown, and former President Trump swearing that it happened. In any event, on to the Palio in Siena. This is a horse race that takes place twice a year in July and then again in August in Siena, the ancient, medieval, beautiful city of Italy, in which the town square forms a racetrack around the edges, and all the whole town and all the tourists stand in the middle, and the horses go round and round. The jockeys ride bareback, and each horse represents a neighborhood of Siena. There are 17 neighborhoods with only 10 horses race, so there's some lot choosing to find which get to race and which don't. It goes off in the evening and lasts a few minutes and is great joy. Well, it was rained out on Friday the 16th, so they're going to try again on the 17th. My friend Lorenzo Ansaldo of the Ansaldo Foundation tells the story. Jeff Bezos, he's back. at Blue Origin giving a tour to a young man who is a keen fan of SpaceX, but he doesn't mention SpaceX, I'm told, in the video that's available. Jeff Bezos showing off his factory to make engines for rockets. It's been long delayed to wait for the New Glenn rocket. Still waiting. But there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. And the second hour of James Shapiro is next week.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.